This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hospital officials said on Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military says it targeted the school and sent attacks from there. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met for what could be their first and only presidential debate on Tuesday. VOA's Dora Mikora reports.
Fans on both sides felt the vice president successfully goaded the former president.
Trump, you know, I think that he got baited a couple times with some of her personal jabs, like his rally sizes, people leaving his rally early.
It's very clear that she's on her best game and that she's willing to take him on in a clear way.
Early signs suggest that neither candidate performed strongly enough to win over significant numbers of undecided voters, the very people who could decide the election. While Harris's team is calling for another matchup, Trump says he is less inclined to debate Harris a second time. Dora McQuar, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Kyiv on Wednesday.
A Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
With Kyiv at a critical juncture in its struggle against Russia, Blinken said he wanted to hear directly from Zelensky and others about what Kyiv's goals in the war are and about what Washington can do to help achieve them. This is VOA News. A year after a massive earthquake struck Morocco's high Atlas Mountains, people there say reconstruction has been slow, and many are still living in tents or have been forced to move elsewhere, Lisa Bryant reports.
Morocco's High Atlas region is one of the poorest and most underdeveloped parts of the country. The government has earmarked $11 billion in aid to reconstruct the area, while tens of thousands of earthquake-affected people have gotten state support. Reports say many have yet to get the full payment. Reports also say many residents still live in plastic tents or have been forced to relocate. Some have protested for more support. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is overriding human rights conditions on military aid to Egypt, a State Department spokesperson said on Wednesday, granting the U.S. ally its full allocation of $1.3 billion this year for the first time during this administration, despite ongoing concerns about human rights in the country. The announcement comes as Washington has relied heavily on Cairo, a longstanding U.S. ally, to mediate so far unsuccessful talks between Israel and Hamas on a ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. Parts of Vietnam remained severely flooded on Wednesday after the deadly Typhoon Yagi hammered the Southeast Asian nation with gales and torrential rain. Reuters correspondent Diane Doe reports.
Officials have reported scores of people dead and missing, mostly from flash floods and landslides. Authorities in Hanoi evacuated thousands of people from their homes along the Red River as its waters rose to a 20-year high. Yagi was the most powerful typhoon to hit Asia this year, bringing catastrophic flash flooding to neighboring Thailand as well. At least two people were killed and hundreds stranded after heavy rain swept through two northern provinces, swelling rivers, inundating settlements, and triggering mudslides, Thai authorities said on Wednesday. And about 9,000 households have been impacted.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori died on Wednesday. He steered economic growth during the 1990s, but was later jailed for human rights abuses stemming from a bloody war against Maoist rebels. He was aged 86. Close colleagues visited him earlier in the day, reporting that he was in critical condition. Fujimori, the son of Japanese immigrants, was the little-known chancellor of a farming university when elected to office in 1990. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.